Hello, grandkids. Today or two nights, two shows. Chris, how are we gonna pull this off?
I think we're gonna pull it off just fine because we have the exciting season finale of Tough Enough to discuss and break down as only we can.
Yeah, I just felt because like I hadn't honestly thought about it when Jeremy first mentioned doing the show this week. And then it dawned on me, I'm like, oh, this is the last week of Tough Enough. And I was like, Chris and I have been talking about that, but honestly, that weekend was so full of stuff that Tough Enough just needed its own show.
Absolutely. So you fine folks out there are getting a rare bonus edition of Stunt Granny Audio.
Yeah, two in 1 week. Hopefully we'll keep this somewhat short. Because the one thing I'll lead off with is that I watched Amanda's match this morning. Then I went to work and I listened to Tough Talk sometime during my work day. Because the WWE app sent out a notice that Josh and Sarah had won. So it's not like I could miss who won. Like, I guess I could have asked my fiance to like swipe it or something, but whatever. That's just stupid. So I
Right.
mean, I knew the outcome already, so it wasn't going to be a surprise any which way. So yeah, I listened to that, and I watched it back, and I'm just like, I don't know what there is about Amanda that made all the judges so much behind her. Like, I don't even think it was just the match, honestly. Like, I just didn't think that her skills were that much better than Sarah Lee's.
I guess they were there. They were. I mean, I'll guess I'll try. Not some. I assume. I'll defer to the coaches that she was better in the ring, but. Again, and Triple H mentioned said it on Tough Talk. Sarah just has something that reaches out to the audience, and you can. It might take her a long time, and maybe that there's going to be some teeth grinding over paying her so much money to learn from the bottom up. But they did this to themselves when they made it about the money, and they made it such a large amount of money for a 1 year contract, developmental contract. So they real so this so this the whole thing is their fault. But I do think that Sarah has more intangibles you can't teach.
Yeah, and there was what's oh, Amanda kept on saying how much she was playing the heel, and she kept on saying like she turned it on later when people started disliking her. And it's just like, no, you've kind of been bitchy the whole show.
Yeah,
Like from the
that's just.
beginning on, like there's a difference, and it was kind of funny just because none of the like I don't feel like any of the analysts really called her out on that.
No. And I mean, the slut shaming angle that she tried to play towards the end really was pretty despicable, and for. Paige, especially for Paige and Lita not to say something about that, I think that may have been something character revealing about them, or at the very least, they were told not to go off on Amanda for that, because if there was a way for Amanda to win that vote, they wanted her to win that vote. But I think that I think that her bitchy tactics, which I don't see as playing a character, I think that's who she is. I really do. I think that turned off the voters. It was a slaughter in the voting.
Yeah, in some ways, I know it's 64-36, but in some ways, I guess I thought it was closer than I expected it to be.
Yeah, that was, you know, 70-30, so that was actually more. And so that, so this was, it was ZZ's competition to lose from the beginning, and he lost big.
Yeah, I think that part of it is, part of it's his age. I still think, I mean, I feel like we mentioned it when we first started talking about this show, that it was going to be a detriment. And I just think that it still is. You know, I don't think Josh has a little more urgency. I feel like they've mentioned his kid before. Maybe they haven't. Yeah. But yeah. That does give you something a little bit more to try harder for.
Right.
Like, yeah. He has some perspective. Like, he's, you know... Yeah, he has some perspective, and I don't think ZZ has that. Like, I don't think he hasn't worked hard or couldn't do it or anything like that. It's just that maybe he needs a little urgency, and he's just kind of a 19-year-old kid that is...
Yeah, just a 19-year-old kid who thought this was something. This would be something fun to do. I mean, he really... I don't think he really knew much about WWE or wrestling coming in. Sorry. And yeah, he just thought it would be something fun to do, and... He was not going to have that drive that Josh showed, and I don't know if we'll ever see ZZ again. But you know he was definitely an entertaining part of the show. I think that the show, which wasn't that great, you know, to begin with, would have been worse without him on it. I think he provided a lot of, you know, provided humor. He provided a lot of the drama. Without him, this show would have been completely worthless, in my opinion.
Yeah, he was, one of the, entertaining parts of this show. Like, he is a bit of a character.
Yeah. And yeah, that is him. The intangibles you can't teach. But yes, he does need to, you know, get in shape and be able to go for more than, you know, 2 to 5 minutes without sucking wind. Without a doubt.
Right.
You know, as Billy Gunn said to him, it's like, we didn't ask you to become a bodybuilder. We just wanted you to be able to do the work.
Yeah. I don't think either vote really was much of a surprise, especially after last week when Josh had overtaken ZZ by not quite that amount, but still by a fair amount.
Yeah, and then, I mean... Then there was the complete burial of ZZ on Tough Talk last week. That pretty much, you know, sealed his fate, basically.
Right.
And I think to the point where, and then they buried him so strongly last week that I think this week, more than anyone else, Daniel Bryan felt bad about it. So he wanted to go out of his way to praise ZZ.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think he really even kind of said something to that manner, really. That maybe he was overly harsh or something like that. And it was like...
Because even after the match where he did fine, Miz was still going in on him. And, you know, Bryan had to, you know, point out, you know, that had nothing to do with this week. I think you did a good job. You know, congratulations.
Miz
was absolutely there to be the voice of this. When they had him replace Hogan from the beginning, I think that... That was going to become his role.
Yeah, I don't even know what I was going to say there. I had some thought in my mind, and it just completely went the way of the dodo.
I guess we could move on to talk about Josh's horrible outfit. Oh my goodness! The actual trunks. Why was he in his DVDs? Like, oh my god! Like, that's just not something you want to see.
Sure why anybody didn't talk him out of that aspect of it.
Yeah, I thought he looked awful. I thought actually, match wise, ZZ actually looked better. To be honest.
Oh.
I mean, I guess they did less. With Josh, they tried to do more. And there's not a big surprise that Cesaro was way better at carrying these the Green Horns than Alicia Fox was. Oh my god! That Alicia Flax, Amanda, man, I thought someone, you know, I thought someone was gonna, you know, that's one of those things where someone could have died on live TV. That never should have happened. I mean, I'm not a biggest fan. Kind of mentioned a little bit last night, and I'm not a biggest fan, but why did they put Natalya in that role?
Oh yeah, I'm not completely sure, but that match, like. That was the other reason why, and to kind of go back to my first point a little bit, I guess I didn't understand what Amanda had done right to warrant that level of unanimous decision about her should have won. You know what I mean? Like, I guess during the show, she didn't super impress me. And really, in that match, like you said, it was just a train wreck.
I mean, now granted, the train wreck is going to be any train like that is more the veteran's fault. I mean, I don't know why they thought the release of boxers would play that role. I mean, there were plenty of times on Raw and SmackDown with, you know, the more veteran girls, you know, she has gone for that axe kick and, you know, landed her heel right in the back of their head, landed hard on necks. She never should. She should not have been doing that movie with Amanda and Sarah. Absolutely not.
Oh well. Did she execute that poorly on Amanda?
I thought it was pretty poor. I mean, I mean, luckily it wasn't any.
I guess it didn't.
Back, basically, which actually is probably the best way for it to happen. She wasn't anywhere near her head or her neck.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't feel like there was anything wrong with it, at least on that occasion. But it still just, that match came off bad. The Sarah Lee, she's just not going to do it. Like, I honestly did not get, like, she was still smiling during that match.
Right.
And it's just like, they can't emphasize it enough. Like, I mean, they have emphasized it as much as you can emphasize it.
Well, I guess you're kind of making the argument right there for why, of the two that were left, Amanda should have won.
Yeah, but I guess I don't think Amanda's any better. I like, to me, I guess that's my point. Like, Amanda wasn't so impressive that she deserves kind of this unanimous praise from really all the evaluators. All the talking heads were really way behind her, and like, I guess the level of support was what was strange to me. Like, she didn't show me, she might have been better, but she wasn't that much better to warrant that kind of difference to me.
Right, yeah, and to keep going on with it all throughout Tough Talk, it's just like, at that point, you're just breaking down whatever confidence Sarah Lee has going for. I mean, before she goes into her, you know, her intense, you know, beginner's training at the performance center, I think that was very wrong. I mean, like it or not, you're stuck with this girl for a year, you know. Now, granted, they have released Tough Enough winners before, and got a little bit of but that was before, I think, like, the social media world or the TMZ world. I mean, I don't know if there's any kind of, you know, an out clause in the contract where they can release her from the contract within, you know, the first 3 months, and they do not owe her the $250,000. But I could see that being also being a source of bad publicity as well. So
I'd be surprised if they don't hold on to her for the year. Like, I mean, it's not like she's forced to be on TV.
Right, no. She's probably a year away from being able to get out of NXT.
Right. So, I mean, it really is one of those things that they're just going to be a highly paid recruit, and some of those people drop out.
Right.
And she might drop out, or she might end up doing something like, I mean, clearly it's been a smart career move by JoJo to stop trying to go for being a diva and going the announcer route.
Yeah, I do agree with that. So maybe they've already got 4 or 5 interview girls between WWE and NXT.
Well,
they brought in this new girl. They've had the girl Devin for a while. They've also now brought in this new girl. Now, I guess week in and week out, they do this thing with, Dana Brooke and Devin, where Dana Brooke passed around their head, which, and Devin is training to be a wrestler, so I assume at some point that's going to be an angle down the roads. But still, they're very top heavy when it comes to these interview girls and ring and for girls for ring announcing and interviews. So I don't know if that's gonna be Sarah's place or not.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't trying to imply that that was what she was gonna do, but maybe something like that, because I just don't see her succeeding as a wrestler. Like, and I guess I didn't see Amanda succeeding as one either.
Right? No. It's Josh has a chance because of the size, but paying him $250,000, they're gonna possibly expect, faster progress from him than he might, not be capable of at this point. So, the money is a huge factor in both these people. And as I said, they did it to themselves in that regard.
Yeah, and again, like at work, to me, at the worst thing that happens to them is you just pay them entirely too much money to be in your system for a year.
Right, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I... And then they're only guaranteed that year. These contracts are only for, I believe, only for one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they said 1 year during the show, so...
Yeah, so I could see... Now, that's going to be the interesting part. I don't see very much it as being a deal for Sarah, because she's... has, like, no life experience. He's from a town in the state I live in that I've never even heard of, so... I don't know if, like, she's gonna... she'd be the type of person to balk at taking a pay cut for her second year, but maybe Josh would be the type... Maybe Josh could be the type to not completely be kind of a loop about, what this is, and that in year two, you are not gonna be paid $250,000 unless you made a splash on the main roster. Which is probably not going to happen either.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the one thing that all of the matches showed, just in general on this show. Again, it kind of, you could see it last week in the finishers, and this week with the matches. They were all literally 2 minutes. And they were very basic moves. And I think all of them... needed a decent chunk of time to really work on them, because they weren't smooth at all.
Yeah, and they're not going to be at this point. So, and that's what, it was almost kind of silly to put them in live matches on live TV, because they weren't going to be good. These things weren't going to be any good. They couldn't be any good. Even with Cesaro, even with the guys working with Cesaro, there's no way it was going to be good.
Right. Unless
they had a mix coming of like Kurt Angle or Brock Lesnar, which they did not. They did not find that kind of a diamond in the rough in any of their, maybe out of 11,000 people, they actually turned down someone who could have been that. But out of the 13 that were remaining, there was no one.
Yeah, it's always the people you don't pick. And they'll be the people that, honestly, they did talk about a lot on the show, was, everyone that lost, they really did the theme of they have a chance of coming back at some point.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that for her looks alone, Amanda's going to be given a deal. Now, once again, if she's willing to go in for a $50,000 developmental contract and after she lost out on the $250,000 contract, I mean, we'll see. I mean, what if she says no? I mean, who cares? It's no big loss.
Right. Probably adjust. Yeah, I really wouldn't be surprised if they did try to salvage something from this show.
I could see a good chunk of the final 13 getting some type of a deal, because they need to replenish NXT. I mean, replenishing NXT, constantly, cycling talent through is gonna be a priority. So these people already do have something of a name from record of a show that was doing less than 1 million viewers on USA towards the end, but still, you know, but still, enough of the main families who watching the show and knows who they are.
Right. So yeah, and that is something to grab onto. It's maybe not the best reason, but it is a reason.
Now, actually, I want to talk about this. I really felt like Tough Talk was not anywhere near as wacky, or actually wasn't as wacky at all as it has been, you know, in one. But you had guys like Triple H and Jericho really, even Billy Gunn, like really dropping some strong knowledge. I thought it was a very fascinating show to watch. And sometimes you even forgot there was a live audience there because people were just kind of captivated and just kind of peek behind the curtain of, you know, the thought process of, you know, power brokers in the industry. That was a pretty fascinating show to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it did have a different vibe because there really wasn't, like you said, that in general, everything was just kind of a repeat of topics on the show itself. But those couple of moments were, I was just like, yeah, this is just really, really interesting. Like you said, when Billy Gunn was talking, even Booker T and Jericho really. Even though he's still a little glad handy, it's all pretty interesting to hear them talk. So those moments were really worth watching that show. Again, like if you watch this whole season, you just should have watched the 30 minutes on Tough Talk all season long, and just
Yeah,
kind of done away with the show itself. You would have filled in the blanks well enough.
I guess you need to just maybe see a few more highlights of the actual show, but no, you probably really didn't need to watch, you know, an entire episode.
Yeah,
I don't know.
and I rarely did, especially towards the end there. I think I've admitted before in our reviews that sometimes I was watching it as we were recording after watching Tough Talk.
Now, it was interesting that they did call it the season finale. I mean, you'd think with those ratings, there was no way that they'd bring it back, but maybe if, you know, if they retooled the, you know, the format, get Austin in there instead of Jericho this time, and, you know, make sure the schedule's all aligned, the stars all aligned, maybe they'll do it again, or in a different way at least.
Right. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else really to talk about. Because there, you know, I guess we already touched on Josh. Like, to me, and I guess I agree with you, like, he's the only one who really has a chance. And it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah, it definitely will be interesting. I mean, he's got a good look, although they need to completely revamp what he was going for last night, without a doubt. And they will, you know, it's part of their developmental system to tear people down and then build and rebuild them back up again in their own image of what they should be. So I doubt he'll ever wear those underwear. That's what they wore. They were not trunks. He was wearing underwear out there, which I can't say I've ever seen anyone do except for Ric Flair, and at least he had the sense to be wearing boxers.
Oh man. Yeah, again, there's just a lot of work for even him. You know, it's just that you're like, okay, I can see it. Like, to me, he was the only one that should have gotten the level of defense that Amanda got.
Absolutely. I don't understand the Amanda love, although unless they really felt that Sarah has no prayer of getting this, and they're gonna waste a year in there, you know, waste $250,000 and a year of their time to try and train this girl to be something resembling a wrestler. It's never gonna happen.
Yeah, I guess that could be the reasoning. So So yeah, I guess I see the WWE maybe signing Patrick to one of those, cheaper deals. To me, he would be someone that that would make sense.
Yeah, I think Patrick would make sense. I could see a number of the girls getting deals just because, they always like to have girls. I mean, they've literally called three girls up to Raw, and eventually on SmackDown, eventually Bayley's gonna go. They have high hopes for Eva Marie as a top diva, so yeah, they're gonna need to keep, replenishing, that the women's division in NXT as well. So
Is her big match this oh, is it tonight?
I just watched it. I don't know what kind of creative editing was involved, but if there was any creative editing involved, but Eva Marie versus Carmella wasn't that bad.
Yeah, because I feel like she had one match already.
Yeah, she had one glorified squash, and
Okay.
she's using Brian Kendrick's, because
Oh.
he's been training her sliced bread number two as her finish, and
Right, okay.
it's a
Yeah, I guess I didn't think, well, she just still needs a lot of work, I guess.
Oh yeah,
After seeing that match, I don't think this next one's going to be a whole lot better.
it really wasn't. She needs a lot of work. I don't know if this audience will, no matter if she ever really gets really good, I don't know if this audience will ever let her live down, how she came into this industry and, what she represents to them, the anti everything the NXT women's division has been about, has been about. So her progress will certainly be interesting.
Yeah, and I mean that's one of the problems and one of the benefits to Full Sail is that it does kind of have a certain type of fan there. And I don't think that's necessarily representative of all of the WWE audience.
No. They're running issues with acts that, Adam Rose and Emma, own that audience, put them in the main roster, and woofums. Yeah, it died a death.
Right. So yeah, I guess it would make sense to sign some of the ladies. Was it Gigi, I guess, to me might be someone that they would think about.
Chelsea has actually experience, but I don't think they all. I'm trying to think. How else of the girls would really want? See, that's another part of this. I've forgotten
Oh,
them.
yeah. Again, the show itself, really, and even Tough Talk, as much as I liked it, I guess I didn't really get invested in any of the people, and I don't really care. Like, there wasn't anyone that really got me sucked in. There wasn't that vote where it's just like, oh, I can't believe. Oh, Patrick was maybe the closest thing.
Right.
And, but that was still more of a I'm just surprised that he's cut right now, more than a I can't believe he's not cut, I'm gonna riot kind of a situation.
Right. Yeah, he seemed primed to last all the way to the end, and then was gone halfway through. Actually, maybe even, shorter than halfway through. So that was the most surprising elimination. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I know it sounds weird that, say this after we spent over a half an hour talking about this, but I guess I just didn't care who won.
Well, yeah, and I guess to kind of go back to bumping this to tonight with all the other big news, like I still felt like we needed to finish talking about it.
Yeah, we absolutely did. Yeah, I mean, we made a point of, from the beginning, talking about it.
Right. So
So,
I just would have felt like a job half finished if
right.
if that were the case. So Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we can wrap that up then, because
Oh,
we were
yeah.
just gonna do Tough Enough, and yeah, that's I mean, were there any other little bits that we didn't cover yesterday that we could keep rambling about?
I don't think so. I think if they're that little bit, since they're not really on Wednesday on a Wednesday night on a show that's going to go up on Thursday afternoon. That, I don't know if there's anything else to talk about from SummerSlam weekend that's that relevant right now. You hit all the main topics.
Okie dokie. Well then, for at Chris Calamedia, Calamita, I sometimes slip into the old one. At DeFrango11, Brand at Stunt Granny. Everybody have a good night.
Sounds good to me. Good night.